It's Friday when we hear from StoryCorps. Nearly 450,000 Americans have died of COVID-19. The first documented death in the U.S. happened 1 year ago tomorrow. Since then, many families have used StoryCorps to recall the loved ones they've lost to the virus. Jorge and Jessica Valdivia are two of them. Their big brother, Mauricio, died from COVID last year.
1 year, mom and dad had a business venture, and it didn't go very well, and we were broke. Mauricio had dropped out of high school. He was working at a factory, and I think he was too little to realize what was happening, but it seemed like we weren't going to have Christmas gifts that year. And on Christmas Eve, Mauricio showed up with a bunch of gifts for everybody. That's the year that I got my very first Transformer. I still have them. It was Optimus Prime.
What is your best memory of Mauricio?
Oh, wow. I had just graduated from high school. That summer, I started the process of coming out of the closet. Mauricio was the good-looking one that always had all these girls, and he was the cool guy in the neighborhood, and I didn't know how he was going to take it. I remember he came in the kitchen. He's like, "So is it true?" And I said, "Yeah, it's true." He's like, "Okay, I just want you to know that I love you and I accept you. And if anybody messes with you, you let me know and I will kick their
That's very accurate. That was Maori. I could have been having the worst day. And he somehow knew how to comfort me.
You know, I think there's always that one person that goes out of their way to say that they love you and they're proud of you. And in our family, that was Maori. To find out that the person who brought so much joy is now fighting for their life in the hospital, and you can't see that person. You can't tell him that you love him. You can't hold his hand. All of those things just made it much worse. I wish that I would have told him I loved him more and that I was proud of him.
He did know that. I know he knew that. His death has made me realize that there's so much out there that I haven't done, that I've been wanting to do, and the time is now.
You're right. Mauricio was able to teach us to live in the moment. And, you know, life is a party. Enjoy it. That was Mauricio.
Jorge and Jessica Valdivia remembering their brother Mauricio. He died of COVID last April in Chicago at 52. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress.